Hello, friends. What's new? Yeah. Okay. All right. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. Okay. Sorry to hear that. Yeah, that I just meant. Is this what it's like when people ask me how I'm doing and then I just spew forth this litany of bullshit about how I had to cut my mom's toenails or something? Like, that's what I feel like this is. I'm gonna practice. Hey, how's it going? And then this will be me. Okay, I'm gonna role play. I hate role play. In and out of the bedroom, hate role play. Hey, how's it going? I'm fine, thanks. How are you? That's how that conversation is supposed to go. Okay. No one really cares how you're actually feeling, what your needs are, if you're depressed. Nobody fucking cares. Like on a scale of 1 to who cares? Who cares? Okay? Shut your fucking mouth. Now allow me to do a podcast all about my feelings and my depression and what I want and or need and are and I'm going through. Yes. Okay. I would just like to do one quick correction that occurred to me. I have been in one at fault accident with another vehicle and yet another one with a train arm. Okay. Yeah, I forgot about that story. If you want to know all about that story, listen to Any Spoonful of Sugar. Sugar loves talking all about it and bringing it up and making fun of me and laughing until she just can't breathe at the idea of how stupid I am. Yeah, you could listen to an episode called Wrong Side of the Tracks. I talk all about it. I'm a modern day marvel. You know, if like if stupidity was a competition, I would win. I'm a pretty fucking stupid person on the whole. You know, to the shock of no one. But you know what, everybody? You all need a stupid friend. I can be that friend. Doctors, lawyers, nobody wants to hang out with them. They want to hang out with stupid people. All right? Like me. Yeah, because we don't challenge them intellectually. It's just your dumb friend who like brings about dumb stuff. Okay, I just want to tell you a couple quick stories. I don't remember what they are right now, but I'm just gonna, you know, fill dead air with nothing and sighs and things of that nature. My son has turned 12. Okay, he's officially 12. And I'm scared of that. That scares me. That scares me. I mean, I'm more afraid of what hormones are going to do to my daughter when she turns 12, because I remember being 12 and I was not nice. And I don't think I was nice until I was about, I'm going to say 32 years old. Although my mom may say she's still waiting. She's still waiting. She called me the other day and we have this funny little banter where she asked me where things are. Whatever, like I cleaned out her kitchen, like she just had a bunch of pots. Like I gave her my induction stove. Long story short, the best warranty experience I've ever had. I bought a beautiful Bloomberg or Blumberg induction oven. Fucking gorgeous. I loved the way the thing looked. I did not like the way it performed. You could not boil more than one pot of water on the top, which is fine for someone like my mom who doesn't really cook. And the warranty place is like, yeah. I'm like, what do I do with the stove? He's like, do whatever you want with it, but we're not going to pay to have it removed from your house. And I was like, well, fucking great. Because then I thought, hey, I'll bring this to my mom's house. Because I don't think I talked about it on this podcast, probably because I'm a cunt and I forget things. But I think last year at Easter, of course, a Jesus-related holiday, shout out Rainbow, she knows what's up. She knows what's up. Her mom is on the exact same schedule as my mom. Ruin every hospital, every possible holiday with the hospital. I hope her mom is out of the hospital now. I don't know if that's secret, but whatever. Go and find her. Good fucking luck. I don't even know what her real name is. What's my point? Last year, Easter, my mom, God bless her, seared one of her ham hocks, like the back of her arm, on the coiled electric stovetop. You know what I mean? Like a lot of stoves used to have that coily thing. And I came to her house on like, you know, Easter Tuesday or whatever. And then I was like, oh my God, what the fuck happened to your arm? She's like, oh, I think I hurt it. I burnt it. I bent over to get something off the floor and I just singed it. And it was like, holy fuck. It was like a C-shaped, oozy, pussy. Like she's got diabetes, you know? Like if ever there was a time to fuck around and find out, this was not it. This was not the time. Okay. Like that needed medical attention. And then my sister had to take her to the doctor, and a nurse came and changed her bandages twice a day for like 2 weeks, and then it healed up. And she's got a wicked cool scar right now. But that was a scary time. You know, that was a scary, scary time. And she just didn't tell anybody about it. Like it happened Good Friday, and she just didn't mention it, wore long sleeves. It's like, oh my God, way to make like, you know, a real, and like that must have fucking hurt. Have you ever burnt yourself? Like it fucking hurts. And that was a fucking deep burn. Ugh, it was awful. Anyway, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, oh, wow, the stove is faulty. Like, I mean, it's fine. Like, if you're only really cooking with one burner at a time, it's fine. The oven works great, except if you want to raise the heat. Like, if you're cooking something at 350 and you're like, oh, let's go 375 just to get this done, it goes to incinerate or cremate to get the temperature up to 375. It's not like a gradual heat up. It's like, oh, you want it hotter? I'll give you hotter. And then you inevitably burn everything. But like I said, for my mom, it's fine. And then if she leans her ham hock on the thing, it'll be warm, but it's not going to be like, you know what I mean? Why was I talking about this? Oh God, I don't remember why I was talking about this. Oh, okay, hang on. I got to pause because I can't remember. Okay, sorry. I did have to go back and listen because I didn't remember. And it was as simple as I cleaned out my mom's house and she's got like a bunch of stuff that doesn't work on her induction stovetop that I gave her on account of how she, you know, seared her ham hock. And I wanted to get rid of the pots that don't work on the induction, blah, blah, blah. And then she inevitably picks one dumb thing that I packed away and, oh, where's my single serve espresso mocha? I need that. I'm like, you never fucking use that. Yeah, I use it all the time. I'm like, no, you don't. Well, how do you know if I use it or not? I'm like, you don't wash dishes. I wash your dishes. If you used it a lot, it would be dirty a lot. That's how I would know. I want it back. I want it back. It's like, okay, take five, fucking agoraphobic queen. Like, chill out, dude. Go in the garage and get it. Oh, wait, you can't because you're faking it. You're fucking, she always says she's paralyzed. I'm like, how are you paralyzed? You move every part of your body. The doctor said I was paralyzed. I said, the doctor said you were partially paralyzed and you can move now. So you're not paralyzed anymore. And I said, and for that matter, some fucking how your heart is almost back to a normal level, which the doctor has only ever seen twice. Do you not remember that? No, I can't. I am paralyzed in my brain then. He said, I'm paralyzed in my brain. I'm like, sure, Jan. I want to be paralyzed too, so nobody fucking asks me for anything ever. Anyway, God bless her. I love my mom so much. She's a fucking asshole, but she's my fucking asshole. You know what I mean? And God bless Sugar too for like recognizing that my mom can be kind of a fucking asshole sometimes. Oh, you can buy it at the store, you know? It's like, yeah, okay then. Well, you can live at a nursing home, you know? That's what I should say next time. I think that's gonna be my rebuttal. Also, well, we're talking about Rainbow, which we're not, but we kind of are, but we're not anymore. Rainbow was like, fuck that squirrel. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go listen to an episode called Squirrels and Loofah, where I, what do they call that? They don't call people homeless anymore. I houseless did. Houseless did. I basically put a squirrel's nest that was in my mom's barbecue into the fucking garbage. And I thought, wow. And then Sugar's like, oh, you could have just moved it. And I felt like such a fucking asshole because it that never ever fucking occurred to me. Yeah, didn't occur to me. But Rainbow was like, yeah, fuck that squirrel. They're vermin. They'll get into your house. They're diseased. Like, get it the fuck out of there. And I was like, oh, okay, good. My instincts were right. I don't know. If you're a squirrel lover, don't hit me up. I don't want to hear about it. All right. There's that. Okay. That's all tied up, kind of. And I notice I'm talking very fast. It's because my brain is on overdrive and I have to take my daughter to dance class. And I am dreading it because I hate dance moms. They're all stupid. Okay. They're all stupid and cunty, and I don't like them. And they're selfish. Like, there's very few places to sit there, which is, I think, very convenient for a spectator sport for all the parents. And the seats that are available are overrun with jackets and backpacks. No one gets to sit, like one person sits on an entire couch because there's jackets all over the other parts of the couch, so you can't sit. And I remember when I was running hardcore and my hips were really sore and I just could not stand any, like I literally could not stand. I would like shift my weight and after about a half hour, I'm like, I gotta fucking sit somewhere. And I just didn't even say anything. I just went to the end of one couch. A woman was sitting on the other end and there was two backpacks and a bunch of jackets. And I sat as far away from her as I could on the end and I just pushed the shit over because like, fuck off, man. Like I'll never understand people who are so unaware of the existence of other fucking people. Like, look around. There's a bunch of people standing. There are old people standing. There are pregnant women standing. Your coat and your bags do not need a seat. Like, hello, moron. Sorry, that's not very nice. That is not nice. That is very negative. Anyway, my point being, I don't want to go to dance class. My other point is that the Stellinator has a recital, and it's there. I don't know. I haven't seen the routine, but she's like nailing her headstands. Like, it is phenomenal how good she is at handstands and cartwheels, and they're super straight and like really impressive. And they're doing that song from Flashdance. I don't even really remember the song. It's the one where she's like, she pulls the chain and like the water comes down on her. I can't remember for the life of me what it's called, but they've got like these leotards and leggings, and it's, she's got like a fluorescent green belt and like a pink headband, and they're doing side ponytails. It's going to be so fucking funny. The only problem with the dance recital is you have to go and sit through everything. Like, it's like a 4-hour fucking event, which, you know, the little kids are super cute. The old kids are like fucking awesome because they can just whip around the stage. But then there's like the really awkward, like 12, 13, 14 year olds. And it's like the boys, it was like a cringe inducing thing when we went last year. I'm like, oh, these boys, don't they ever want to touch someone's vagina? Like, why? I'm sure they're, most of them are gay, I'm sure, but some of them aren't, and they can't dance, and they've just like, their parents have paid, you know, much like us, hundreds, maybe even $1,000 depending on how many classes they're in, and this was the results. Like, you're just a bunch of white kids dancing to hip-hop. Like, this is just so much secondhand embarrassment. Like, you listening to this show, I'm sure you're just cringing. Anyway, I'm excited to go to the recital, not excited to go to this fucking dance class. Last thing. Who can jam this much shit in, like, 4 minutes, okay? Like, I've told 18 stories. You've heard the story of my life. And it's not over yet, you know? The last thing I want to say. Listen, before I say this, I am a smelly fucking person. Like, I am the kind of person that needs to shower every day. Some days, really, I would benefit from two. In summer, sometimes I will take two showers in one day because, well, you know, I sweat Parmesan and garlic because that's what's in my blood. Okay? You have a problem with that? My parents are second cousins. They're from a part of Italy with a lot of goats. Like, I'm pretty lucky. You know, on the whole, I'd say it could have been so much worse. Like, so much. Had they been first cousins, I mean, who the fuck knows? I'd just be like a drooling idiot with a unibrow, and like my eyes would be like too close together. Oh, maybe they are. I don't know. Oh, I can't look in the mirror that close, man. My mustache is coming in. The mirror is not my friend right now. Anyway, now why the fuck did I say that? Oh, right. I'm a smelly bitch. Okay. And I don't notice things. Like, I am not an observant person at all. Like, whether it's a scent or a sight or memory, I have nothing. Like, I'm convinced I have had some kind of like traumatic brain injury, or I'm just a fucking moron, but whatever it is, I don't notice shit. Like, I once went to visit a guy who I was friends with at the time, and I wore his shoes home. Didn't even fucking notice it. Like, that's how fucking stupid I am. I also have facial blindness. Don't recognize people's faces. I deliver mail to these people every fucking day. We have a conversation. I don't remember them. If I see these people who I've been chatty with on previous occasions and they are not exactly where I left them, I do not remember their faces. And it's awful. It's embarrassing. And it makes me feel really rude, right? Unless they say, oh, I live at such and such. And I'm like, oh, yes, of course. And then, like, you know, I know their dog's name. I know their dog's horoscope sign. I know their likes, if they have an allergy. Like, I know everything about dogs. I cannot remember the fucking owners to save my life. Yada, yada, yada. So my son wanted to go play badminton with two of his friends, the gross friends, the suck my finger friends, which, you know, Rainbow advised don't like fucking kink shame, which is fine. You know what? She's right. I'm wrong. I shouldn't have been so, like, shamey. It was just like, I was just in awe that you would like say that. I don't know. This kid was like, suck my finger to his little friend. And I'm like, oh, don't do that, man. That's gross. But that's not positive. You know, that's not like affirming anything. Although I wanted to affirm that kid's ass right the fuck out of my car, but I didn't. Okay. So I'm like trying to like take that advice and be like, okay, how could I handle a situation like that differently and not act like, you know, myself, who is mentally a fucking 12-year-old boy as well, not be an asshole, because I'm an adult and it's like rough for an adult to shame a kid. So I'm trying to like be cool, except, you know, I forgot the fact that they're assholes too. These kids, the same badminton kids he goes to badminton with every week, we are now, you know, in my car, and my son wanted to play badminton for his birthday. So we're like, cool, let's go play badminton. Get these kids in the car. The car already stinks. Okay. They're 12-year-old boys. They don't remember deodorant. It's normal. It's fine. We get to badminton, which also always kind of smells bad. It smells like incels. Okay. Like, none of these guys are going to have girlfriends ever. They just, man, there is a vibe over there. Anyway, you know, badminton's a fun sport. Enjoy it. I'm not trying to be a dick. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching TikTok. Oh, why don't I want to watch my kid and his little weird friends play badminton. I'm not interested. Okay, I'm sorry. I have been a spectator. I've watched fucking thousands of hours of karate. I have watched these kids be bad at sports for many years, and I just want to stare at my fucking phone because I never get any time to myself. Okay, now I'm sitting there and I start to smell something bad, and I'm like, oh shit. And it's like a sour milk kind of crossed with like a Dorito crossed with like just a hint of disgusting shitty asshole. And I'm like, oh my God, how do I fucking smell this bad? And I'm like smelling my shirt and I'm like, oh, this hoodie, like, did Malcolm wear it? Why does it smell so bad? Because like I stink, but I don't stink that fucking bad where it's like burning my nose and making me want to fucking gag. Because your own stink never stinks that much. It's always someone else's stink. And then I'm like, ugh. And then this guy walks by and very average, looked like a basement dweller. I should really have been fucking throwing him a party because he left his mom's fucking house. But the smell coming off this guy, and like for me to notice, dude, so rank, so fucking rank. And it's like, dude, you know, it is okay for you to like just take a baby wipe even, and like go at your pits a little bit, you know, do a circle around the old genitalia and a quick swipe or seven up your fucking smelly, crusty ass crack. Could you just do that before you go out in public, do you think, buddy? Do you ever want to talk to a human girl? Because like that was just I can still smell it. It was bad. Just let's all just try to be a little bit better. And I include myself in that. I'm going to go have a nice hot soapy shower after work. That way when I go and I get into a fist fight with a fucking dance mom at the fucking dance studio, I'll smell good in the holding tank at the police station. I just hate everyone. That's what it is. I hate everyone. And you know what? I'm going to work on that. Okay, new year, new me. Okay, look, if you need anything, changeofaddresspod@gmail.com. You want to send in a segment? What? No one is ever going to send in a segment? You're probably right. Everyone has a podcast. Also, very true. Very true. Okay. But maybe you're a lesbian. Maybe you've taken the time and you've gone all the way to the beginning of this show and you're almost up to date and you're like, you know, when I'm done with this show, I'm going to send this dumb bitch a fucking voice memo that she's never going to believe. And you know what? I look forward to it. It'll be fun. I am so hungry. Can you hear that? My stomach is gurgling. Okay, that's it. I just thank you so much. I'm having a great time with you guys. And it's pretty bad if I'm talking to anyone about hygiene. Like I should have taken that guy aside and said, "Hey, listen. Can you go stand next to my son so we understand what BO smells like and how it's like offensive?" Like this wasn't even offensive BO. This was like a terrorist act. You know, this was a fucking hate crime against humanity. Like that guy was just, and he didn't smell it. He did not notice. I guarantee you he did not notice. Okay, anyway, I'm sorry. That's enough. That's enough. Okay, I love you. I mean it. I wish you all well. And things of that nature. Okay, love you. Bye. 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 Love you. Bye.